presentation by Siegel regarding the recommendation of investment return assumption to use for financial reporting purposes. Gentlemen?
Thank you. Thank
you,
Mr. Chair.
We've talked about this in the past.
Yes, we have. So what you have is a new letter. This is Paul Angel with the Siegel Company, joined by my colleague, John Monroe. And the topic is setting assumptions, in particular the investment return assumption, for the upcoming GASB reporting, both for the plan under GASB 67 and for the employer under GASB 68. You have two letters. The one we discussed at the February meeting, the letter is dated February 19th. And I will say, you know, this is a somewhat of a new topic. All the GASB implementation stuff is, you know, sounds good in theory. Now we're learning about it when you actually do it. And when we first encountered this issue, which is that GASB says that the expected return should not be reduced for administrative expenses, whereas historically your expected return for funding is reduced for administrative expenses. That's the issue. As we started to dig into it, our first reaction was that we probably made it sound like a worse issue than it maybe actually turns out to be. And this is the advantage of going over these things more than once. The new letter, April 17th, first of all, the discussion for today is to adopt an interim approach. So for your first year, we will continue to leave funding exactly alone the way it is. So that is net of administrative expenses. And then what we are proposing, and it's described in the April 17th letter on page 2 at the top in bold letters, that this interim approach says that for GASB, we'll use the same 7.25 assumption, but for GASB purposes, we will describe it as not being reduced by administrative expenses. So it's actually a slightly more conservative assumption on the GASB side. The advantage here is that you will still have the same measure of liability, and without going through the details from our earlier letter, we believe that going forward that is going to be a very powerful advantage. That's something that it's worth doing some effort up front to have that be the case. But then the main thing that we wanted to say in this new April 17th letter, aside from the easy part, which is we are recommending that you adopt for GASB purposes what I just described, and described at the top there on page 2. We also, though, want to give you kind of a preview, again, having gone through this a couple more times. We believe, first of all, that there really will be an advantage eventually to revisiting the funding assumption and to consider developing the funding assumption on a basis that treats administrative expenses as a separate issue, as rather than having it folded into that assumption. We have not repeated why we think that's a good idea, but we just want you to know that when we come back to you in 2016, that's when your next scheduled review of the economic assumptions will take place. There are going to be a couple new things in there. One is that there is a new standard of practice. Your audit actuary mentioned that ASOP 27 has been revised. So we will be going through that economic assumption discussion, with a couple slightly changed features, slightly different ways of looking at a couple things because of the new ASOP. And you're also going to hear this topic again. And we just want you to know that we would like you to view this as an interim action that you're taking today, because we think that when you take this GASB issue in the context of reviewing that assumption, that it will warrant your consideration at that time. So what we're trying to avoid is 2 years from now, you're saying, wait a second, I thought we put this aside and we weren't going to change anything. We think that there are strong reasons for you to leave that as an open issue and to deal with it on an interim basis, which is the action taken for today. So it's sort of a preview that we'd like to come back to this. I also think if you go back to if we were writing the February 19th letter over again today, it would be shorter. We think that there are some things that we said, oh, we can't really do this, but actually you can. We think that we have a better understanding now of how that administrative expense feature actually behaves when it's part of your earnings assumption. And we have a better sense now, if you're going to break it out, how you could do that on a basis that is consistent with your current practice. So we're not quite as scared of the topic as we were when we wrote the February 19th letter. And so that's why we want to have that for a deferred discussion in 2016. But for today, we're looking for action from the board to adopt on an interim basis that we would use the GASB assumption. Now, John, let me just double check. Brown Armstrong?
They've got six.
Your auditor is Brown Armstrong. We have, I think, about six clients in common with them. We have run this approach by Brown Armstrong, and they were immediately and somewhat enthusiastically said, yes, that will be okay. So we've already gotten buy-in from your auditors that this will be an appropriate way to handle this issue when we do your initial reporting for GASB 67. And to the extent that you are doing numbers to help the employer, that would also go into the GASB 68 numbers. So we got advanced buy-in from your auditor on this recommendation. And that's
So just to be clear, the action that we've previously taken was to leave the funding rate or the funding assumptions alone, and
right.
Leave it at 7.25. We've already taken that action.
Right.
What the action being asked to be taken today is an interim action with regards to the GASB reporting.
The GASB reporting assumption, yes, exactly right.
And that action would be, or the recommendation is that for financial reporting purposes, that the investment return assumption be set net of investment expenses, but not net of administrative expenses,
exactly.
But have it equal to 7.25%.
Exactly right.
Okay.
Make a motion.
Second.
Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Did you get a second on the motion?
Yeah, you did.
Oh,
Scott,
okay.
Motion carries.
See you later.
Gentlemen.
Okay, there you go. That could be the shortest item.
I was thinking.
We jump, man. We know where it's right. We jump.
We'll back that time. Later.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
Always pleasant to hear from you.
Thank you.
Okay, going backwards, item 5, consider and take possible action